This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. A surge of coronavirus infections is showing no signs of slowing in the United States after a record number of COVID hospitalizations on Tuesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The nation passed 1 million new confirmed cases in just the first 10 days of November. Texas is the first state to hit 1 million cases overall. Governors from both parties are taking action. In Wisconsin, which set new infection and death records yesterday, Democrat Tony Evers urged people to stay home.
It's not safe to go out. It's not safe to have others over.
Iowa Republican Kim Reynolds is inching toward more stringent mask measures after holding out.
We just can't let our guard down.
The wave appears bigger and more widespread than the spring and summer surges, though experts say there are reasons to think the nation is better able to handle it this time. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Georgia election officials have announced an audit of presidential election results that will trigger a full-hand recount. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said at a news conference Wednesday that his office wants the process to begin by the end of the week and expects it to take until November 20th.
With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county. This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a recanvass all at once.
After results from the hand recount are certified, the losing campaign can request another recount, which will be performed by machine. President-elect Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump by about 14,000 votes out of nearly 5 million counted in the state. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Pro-democracy lawmakers in Hong Kong's legislature have decided to resign en masse to protest the expulsion of four of their own who are accused by the city government of endangering national security. We get more from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
The opposition lawmakers had threatened earlier this week that they would resign from the 70-seat council if any members were disqualified. And then on Wednesday, it happened. Politicians Alvin Yong, Kwok Kar Kee, Kenneth Leung and Dennis Kwok were expelled, but the city government did not elaborate on the accusation of endangering security. China's parliament recently adopted a resolution allowing the city's executive to expel legislators deemed to be supporting Hong Kong independence, colluding with foreign forces or threatening national security, without having to go through the courts. The city's legislative council is controlled by the pro-Beijing camp. Analysts say the opposition's resignation would turn it into a rubber stamp.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. As the sun began to set over his home city of Jericho, veteran Palestinian peacemaker Saeb Erekat was laid to rest on Wednesday after a memorial ceremony and funeral attended by hundreds. Reuters' Soria Ali has more.
Palestinian peacemaker Saeb Erekat was laid to rest in his home city of Jericho on Wednesday after hundreds of mourners waving flags and chanting "God is the greatest" held a memorial ceremony. 65-year-old Erekat died on Tuesday after contracting COVID-19. He was Secretary General of the Palestine Liberation Organization and a confidant and advisor to its former leader Yasser Arafat and current Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Erekat led the Palestinians in peace talks with Israel for many years until negotiations collapsed in 2014.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Hurricane Eta has regained strength Wednesday morning as Florida braced for a second hit from the storm along the Gulf of Mexico near the heavily populated area of Tampa. The storm's maximum sustained winds increased to around 120 kilometers per hour off Florida's southwest coast as it moved northward. Stacy Stewart is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
And people just need to understand that even though Eta isn't a major hurricane, it still has the potential to produce very significant hazards that can cause loss of life and property.
The storm has been in the Gulf of Mexico since crossing over South Florida on Sunday. The Tampa Bay region is home to more than 3.5 million people across five counties. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.